Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Salt. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. I've actually heard from a number of people following the 11-day manhunt for Casey White and, no relation, Vicky White, who together plotted his escape from prison and went on the run. At the time of this podcast, they have just been apprehended, and Vicky White appears to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. What people are wondering about is not how can an escape happen, but how can a woman develop a romantic relationship with a known criminal, in fact, a known murderer? How can a woman who is a prison guard and understands, therefore, many things about criminality, violence, danger, and criminal personalities of all women seem to fall in love with the prisoner she is supposed to be guarding and throw away everything that she has done and built in life to break the law herself and try to help him escape? Today, I'm going to answer one of these questions. The American Psychological Association defines hybristophilia as sexual interest in and attraction to those who commit crimes. In some cases, this may be directed toward people in prison for various types of criminal activities. Hybristophilia is a common form of a paraphilia. The APA goes on to define paraphilia as any group of disorders in which unusual or bizarre fantasies or behavior are necessary for sexual excitement. The fantasies or acts persist over a period of at least 6 months and may take several forms: preference for a non-human object such as animals or clothes of the opposite sex, repetitive sexual activity involving real or simulated suffering or humiliation, as in whipping or bondage, or repetitive sexual activity with non-consenting partners. Paraphilias include such specific types as fetishism, broderism, pedophilia, exhibitionism, voyeurism, sexual masochism, sexual sadism, and necrophilia. Hybristophilia is on this list. In DSM-5, a paraphilia is considered a paraphilic disorder only if it causes distress or impairment to the individual, or if its practice has harmed or risked harming others. Hybristophilia is a disorder. It is not a crime nor an offense. However, actions stemming from being hybristophilic often lead to serious criminal involvement when the woman, and it is predominantly women, aids, abets, or otherwise helps the male she's infatuated with carry out his crimes. It is also referred to as the Bonnie and Clyde syndrome. Hybristophilia derives from the Greek words hubrizein, which means to commit an outrage against someone, and philo, which means having a strong affinity or preference for. In pop culture, it's the Bonnie and Clyde syndrome, which includes prison groupies who fall for dangerous inmates. The broadest sense of hybristophilia is a general attraction toward partners who display what's called the dark triad of personality traits. Basically, it's good girls loving bad boys. The dark triad refers to three dominant personality traits, and they are all of a callous, manipulative interpersonal style. The first being narcissism, which is characterized by grandiosity, pride, egotism, and a lack of empathy. The next is Machiavellianism, which is characterized by manipulation and exploitation of others, an absence of morality, an unemotional callousness, and a higher level of self-interest. And the third is psychopathy, which is characterized by continuous antisocial behavior, impulsivity, selfishness, callous and emotional traits, and remorselessness. So hybristophilia refers to women who find men that have these dark triads of traits sexually super attractive. At the same time, women may feel they can be attracted to and involved with such a man if they are in jail, and therefore they are actually safe from the man and also don't have to really participate in any sort of ongoing, consistent, intimate relationship. They don't have to risk seeing any downsides, like at night, the man who leaves his clothes on the floor or gets drunk and hits her. She can keep this romanticized version of her tough man, but preserve it behind bars. Numerous high-profile murderers and serial killers that are known to have received sexual fan mail include Charles Manson, Jeffrey Dahmer, Richard Ramirez, and Ted Bundy. Some experts describe two types of hybristophiles: passive hybristophilia and aggressive. Passive hybristophilia comprises those individuals who have no desire to participate in criminal activity themselves, but are sexually attracted to criminals, the so-called prison groupies or serial killer groupies. These women will try to find excuses for what the criminal did. They will develop relationships with the criminal and feel that they are special, that even though their lover may have killed numerous people, he would never harm her. They usually feel that they can change their lover, and they have rescue fantasies. Passive hybristophiliacs tend to put themselves in positions to be seduced, manipulated, and lied to by the people that they fall for. Aggressive hybristophilia, however, comprises those individuals who actively help, typically male, criminals to commit crimes. They will help their lovers with their criminal agenda by luring victims, hiding bodies, covering crimes, or even committing crimes. They are attracted to their lovers because of their violent actions, and they want to receive love, yet are unable to understand that this man is a psychopath who is manipulating them. Both passive and aggressive hybristophiliacs tend to end up in abusive or unhealthy relationships in general. Many women, and again, it is predominantly women, have been themselves victims of abuse or trauma in the past. They may suffer with low self-esteem and have difficulty maintaining a more normal romantic partnership. So with that, right after the break, we'll get to my listener's question.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Welcome back. Let's get to my listener's question and see, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, I have been following the Casey White and Vicky White case and his escape from prison. Everyone who knew Vicky White says they are totally stunned by what appears to be a romantic long-term relationship between the two and her long-term plans to break him out of prison and run away. Her colleagues say she was this amazing employee and trustworthy, and they can't believe she plotted to break him out. What could make a woman, after so many years guarding prisoners, fall in love with a murderer and be willing to break the law and leave her entire life behind for him? You can never really know what goes on in the mind of someone who doesn't reveal their inner thoughts to you. It's pretty clear that many of the people in this woman's life didn't really know what she was thinking and what she may have been struggling with. Many women become security or guards of some sort and have no particular affinity for the people they are guarding. But sometimes a person is drawn to a line of work because unconsciously they are very drawn to the people or the task involved with the job. For example, and this is not a direct comparison, but there is a concern that sometimes people with pedophilia are drawn to teaching or coaching or any vocation that has them interacting with children. Not most people who do these jobs by far, but some people who do. So, if a woman with, for example, low self-esteem, who is attracted to men who are dominant, cruel, dangerous, is unaware how much she is drawn to being a prison guard for that reason, and yet what she is doing in her job is containing them and keeping them and others safe, then it may feel like an admirable job, a very reasonable job to be doing, and a good job for her. And of course, if she's not doing anything, that is the case. But the attraction may still be there. And she may be susceptible to manipulation from a good manipulator. She could come to believe, as women with hybristophilia do, that she could save him, nurture him, turn him around, or that she is special and she's been doing this a long time and she could tell the difference. And because she's special, he would not harm her, that she could rescue him, that she sees in him what others don't, and that she's fallen in love. Sadly, it is a path toward committing crime herself, and it's possible that her threshold for the horror of breaking the law could be diminished by her constant exposure day in and day out to people who do break the law. Romantic love and passion, it changes brain chemistry. It affects the neurotransmitter dopamine, and many people become capable of doing all manner of things they normally wouldn't in order to preserve it. After years of seeing, dealing with, and managing many criminals, she may have come to believe that she could and had changed him. But that she told no one, and even those closest to her, had no idea, means she knew that what she was doing was wrong. Criminally so. And in fact, that may have been part of the thrill. It may have been part of the drive to do it, that their love was illicit, that it was secret, it was dangerous, making it all the more compelling. And while this may have been a case of hybristophilia, a person whose psychiatric illness does not impair their ability to know right from wrong and knows what they are doing is wrong, is still legally responsible for their crime. The sad part is that when a woman comes to know that she is struggling with a repeated pattern of attraction to essentially bad men and gets treatment and gets help and makes what is unconscious conscious, she can repair her path and not have to continue on the way that sadly this woman did. I hope that was helpful. Women with this condition, as is the case with many paraphilias, lose perspective and reasoning and will take risks and break the law to maintain their connection. Some actually are thrilled at the idea of breaking the law and joining their partner in being powerful. This is why it's so important when a woman has a repeated pattern of very self-destructive relationships or attempts at relationships, that she seek treatment. Bonnie of Bonnie and Clyde was a fatalist. She knew their run would end, and Bonnie wrote so in a poem sent to her mother that was titled End of the Line. They don't think they're too smart or desperate. They know the law always wins. They've been shot at before, but they do not ignore that death is the wages of sin. Someday they'll go down together, and they'll bury them side by side. To a few, it'll be grief, to the law, a relief, but it's death for Bonnie and Clyde. Yet, she remained driven to the end in pursuit of her romantic desires. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All senders remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.